From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. A runway at the Columbia Regional Airport will be lengthened to a concrete surface crosswind runway so large commercial aircrafts can use it. The renovation is part of a runway safety enhancement project. The City of Columbia awarded the construction contract to Emery Sapp & Sons. Columbia Community Relations Director Stephen Sapp says the project will provide a new, safer, more reliable crosswind runway.
Right now, the current crosswind runway isn't capable of really handling commercial traffic. It can handle small general aviation aircraft, but not large commercial aircraft.
Project manager for Emery Sapp & Sons, Chris Landwehr, says the project should be completed by fall of 2017. The Columbia Public Schools Foundation granted indoor gardens to all Columbia elementary schools yesterday. Foundation board member Niall Klingensmith says the grant of almost $20,000 provides each school with a garden tower aeroponic system. These towers come with nutrients for the roots without soil.
After the first of the year, they're going to do a little competition among all the elementary schools to see who can grow the biggest head of lettuce.
The Columbia Public Schools Foundation also plans to host a competition to see which school can grow the largest tomato. Missouri lawmakers are now pre-filing bills for 2017. The proposals for next year include a constitutional amendment to guarantee the right to hunt and fish in Missouri. It's sponsored by Republican House Member Joe Donmaga of Carroll County.
You know, it's something that we see on the national level. Groups coming in and try to use the laws in a state to limit or constrict agricultural operations. They do the same with hunting and fishing of animals.
Other pre-filed bills would make it a hate crime to physically harm a police officer or other first responder, while another would require a special prosecutor to be appointed when criminal charges are filed in officer-involved shootings. The 2017 session begins January 4th. Columbia's Environment and Energy Commission met with landlords and residents at City Hall Wednesday to discuss concerns over high energy costs and consumption and rental housing. Commission member Nick Peckham owns an architectural company in Columbia. He says he understands energy consumption is a multifaceted issue with no simple solution.
A lot of what we've done in the name of industry or job creation or government, or a lot of the decisions that we've made have suffered from the clarity of the partial vision.
Peckham says tenants and those involved in constructing new buildings need to take a proactive approach to lowering energy consumption. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.